This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yesterday, I received multiple texts. I even had my 7-year-old nephew call me in the evening.
Called you?
Yes, and said, "Hey," because they were off of school yesterday.
They called Uncle Alex.
They called their uncle up because they were off of school yesterday, and so my mom was driving them around, hanging out with them during the day because obviously their parents were working
sure.
and stuff. And so at one point, I guess my mom must have had like the station
really random
on.
Day off of school.
Yeah, and they had an in-service the day after Labor Day. That's a great gig for the kids. Anyway,
yeah.
So. They were driving, and I guess my mom must have had the station on in the car, and they were listening. And at one point, I guess they were listening to Carrington, which that's a bold move anyway, having the
dangerous
nephew listen to Carrington, having the 7-year-old. But at one point, Carrington, I guess, said, "I'm afraid to go to Columbia this Saturday."
Are you?
I am not afraid to go to Columbia this
weekend. Are you going to Columbia?
I'm not going. No,
okay,
that is true.
Okay.
The part that's true is I'm not going to Columbia for a variety of reasons. We can go through those if you want. But the part that got my attention from people is they said Carrington offered you a free ticket and a parking pass. And he claims he already offered me that. That's not true.
I think Alex Gold is afraid to go to the Missouri game. I'm serious. I mean this in friendly fun. Alex is my guy. I'm a Missouri fan. He's a KU fan. I mean this in love. Alex, last year, had a chance to go to the MU-KU basketball game. Now, I know Alex. Alex loves going to sporting events. If you follow Alex on social media, he is always the first one to let you know, got his feet kicked up at the Chiefs game, going to NASCAR. You didn't even watch NASCAR. Alex is always down to go to a sporting event. You guys remember we had that little bet last year. All right, well, hey, give me the I got to see. I don't know what's okay. All right, man, I get it. I got it. All right, cool. Today, you know, we're doing the little crosstalk segment. Hey, Alex, you going to the game? I'm going to the game. Got my tickets, got everything figured out. Bob, you're going to the game. Got great seats. Rob's going to the game. I'm like, hey, Alex, are you going to the game? I mean, I got extra tickets if you need them. I'm happy to help you out. We're brothers. We work together. We rep the same smart tech. Nah, man, I don't want to go to a sporting event in Columbia. Why not? What are you talking about? It's one of the biggest college football games of the year. I'm offering you tickets. You only got to give me any money for them. I didn't pay for them. Here, you can have them. They're right next to Rob.
So I'll stop it right there before more lies
were
continue.
Were you ever
a couple
offered
of things.
I think
let's
you need
see.
To say something.
So he's just
there's
lying?
There's like 5 lies in the 45 seconds or minute clip. Number one, last year, he said Alex could have gone to the basketball game. Never was offered tickets last year. So I know I could not have gone to the KUMU basketball game.
For free.
So that's false. This year, 1,000%, he has never offered me a parking pass or tickets to this Saturday's game in Columbia. Never was offered Carrington. So that's another lie. I also don't go to NASCAR races, so that's the third lie. That one doesn't matter as much. But there's three or four lies in the first minute of the clip. So false stuff being thrown out there. I don't know why the text line is believing anything Carrington's saying about this.
I thought if you listen to Tim, you're going to be on our side.
Now, it is true. I do have no interest in going to Columbia. I would rather not spend a dime in that city this Saturday. So that is true. But it has nothing to do with being offered tickets or being afraid or anything like that. As I told you, Carrington will have more fun going to Lawrence next year. He's more excited to go to Lawrence next year for KUMU than he is to go to Columbia. And I also point out one final thing before we get to something else. Carrington didn't even go to the University of Missouri. He didn't graduate there. He didn't spend a dime or anything like that. So
we're doing that now.
I went to the University of Kansas. I spent money at that university. Carrington has never spent a dime on a class at the University of Missouri in his life. But the real reason why we're bringing it back as the lead today, we were given some unbelievable information and
some
intel.
Some true things versus the lies that are being spread about you.
Carrington might throw out some stuff that are lies. We bring you facts. We have people all across this city looking out for this show, scouting our competition, scouting also friends of ours. In this case, it was a friend, Carrington Harrison, a friend of this show, obviously. And he was at the Royals game last night. You are holding up on the video stream a photo. This is not doctored.
YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, Facebook.
This is real. Carrington was on the Kiss Cam last night. My guess is, by the way, free tickets probably.
Yeah,
at the Royals game. He was at the Royals game last night.
Oh, I thought you had to see that.
And there's a photo. Wait. He's on the Kiss Cam with a woman next to him. And we have video on the way. We're waiting for the video. Carrington was denied on the Kiss Cam last night at the Royals game.
We didn't do anything dirty. He made up lies about another member of this show and then has no game. Those are just two things that simultaneously happened. He lied about a member of our show, and Carrington proved he had no game on the Kiss Cam last night at Kauffman Stadium, in which, according to people who were at the game, including other people who work in this building, this photo and the eventual video we will be given.
Can't wait for the video.
Carrington was denied a kiss on the Kiss Cam.
Yeah, and I don't care who the woman is. I have no idea who it is. All we know is that's the information we have, and he was denied one way or the other on the Kiss Cam yesterday.
Honestly, he might have been the reason the Royals lost. Oh. Right when he got denied the kiss on the Kiss Cam, the Royals were up 1-0. Things were going fine until he tried to lean in for one.
Did you see what he said yesterday, too? Mm-mm. He said it's have your own row day at the K.
So he's just out here taking shots at the attendance. And then he didn't think. He thought he was different than the Coldplay guy. He thought 13,000 people at the K, and he wasn't going to get stuck on a Kiss Cam sitting in a row by himself next to a lady.
Text line says it might be his sister. We don't have that information. All I know is we were told he leaned in for a kiss. He leaned in for a kiss.
That was the exact description someone gave us today.
Yep.
So either he was going for, it was his sister, and he was going in for a forehead kiss, in which he can confirm or deny on his own show during his own program.
Yep.
The other
you have
part
to wait
is,
till 2 o'clock today to find out. He can address the allegations.
I was going to say, I think this has more legs to it.
There's
legitimate beef now between Alex Gold and Carrington Harrison.
Why was he just making up lies about offering Gold a ticket?
I mean, legitimately, never was offered a free ticket.
He just saying
Saturday.
Stuff. Never. Is this how we're starting KU week? We just make up lies.
That's
now?
What it is. I will say this. Like, honestly, I have a show. You know, Cody, I do on Saturdays. Part of the BetMGM network. I don't get off the air until after 11 o'clock. I legitimately probably can't go to Columbia on Saturday. Like, if
not unless you're going to take it off.
But if I was offered free tickets weeks ago, I might have found a way to do it. But Carrington 100% never offered me free tickets and a parking pass to the game on Saturday.
But he was on the Kiss Cam, not getting kissed.
That's a fact.
No matter what happened, took place last night at Kauffman. Again, if you ever want to see the photos of this stuff, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, and Facebook, you can like
it.
We
will have a social media video that will be coming out as well shortly.
The video's in the works. Obviously, we can, I believe, get access to it. We're just waiting for the official. If we get it at any time, our video stream does allow us the opportunity to play a video that isn't, you know.
Oh, perfect.
So we should be able to show that to the audience, ideally.
On stream.
On stream, if and when we get the video during today's show. But, you know, that's a...
So that wasn't the plan today, but I felt like we had to start the show with it for not only the
you're backing
the Kiss
yourself
cam,
up.
But,
I like it.
It's a great start to KU in the week, in my opinion.
I had to address the lies coming out of Columbia, Missouri's representation that is Carrington.
Mm.
I mean, getting denied on the Kiss Cam's cold work. You ever been on a Kiss Cam cold?
No.
Yeah, me either.
Have you?
No.
I have not either. Nope.
I've been to many a game. They've never stuck me on there. And he noticed it. To our understanding, he was at the game. He pointed. He noticed. And then the way it was described to us was he leaned in for a kiss and was rebuked.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's tough.
You know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.